Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk some football with former Bears offensive coordinator Mike Martz. He is part of the Run It Again podcast that is set to launch. He is doing that along with broadcaster and former NFL player Ron Pitts. It's an inside look at sports, players, coaches, and the business of sports. You can visit runitagain.com or get it where you get your podcast. Mike Martz joins us now on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Of course, as this bizarre draft, this sort of unthinkable draft gets ready to go tomorrow night, what are you hearing from your friends around the league with all the technological trepidation that's going on and how things may be different this year?
You know, I guess a few days ago they had that a mock draft. They went through the, just the whole dynamic of it, and it didn't come out very good. So I think they're scrambling around trying to make sure that this thing comes off the way they want as a production. From a production standpoint, the TVs, it's got to be a technological nightmare, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I don't think it's going to affect how they draft or who they draft or anything like that. I don't think it's affected the information part of it at all. It's just for TVs to get everything on sync for all the club, I think it's going to be kind of a hard thing for him to do.
You know, I mentioned that the irony of so much of our discussion today, Mike, has been we started out talking about Rob Gronkowski and his return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what that may mean for O.J. Howard or Cameron Brait, and whether or not the Bears can find this guy that they've been looking for at the position. I know for years you had long viewed the tight end more as a blocker, more as an offensive lineman than a pass catcher. But, man, this game now with the U tight end and seeing what Travis Kelce has done, seeing what guys like Gronkowski have done to change everything. Have your views evolved at all when you watch football now? Did you agree with how teams are beginning to use, especially the U tight end, as an important pass catcher?
Well, we've always had a terrific U tight end. You know, the actual tight end position, I think, has changed a bit in terms of personnel available. You look at Gronkowski and these guys, they're very good blockers. To have a slender guy that's slash receiver blocker, it's never made much sense to me unless you're going to use him primarily as a wide receiver. The biggest issue is your running back. If you've got a dynamic running back like we had in Forte, you've got to have somebody can block that pass rusher. You know, nothing stymies a pass rush better than having a guy on the edge here block you and have that runner run right at him. So there's a lot of value in that. I think that you can find those guys. They're hard to come by. They're terrific athletes that can catch the football and get open down the field, but are also very good at the point of attack. Having a point of attack guy over there, instead of playing with five offensive linemen, now you've got that sixth guy over there that can secure the edge. It brings a whole different dimension to your running game.
How does that square with a hybrid fullback type? Because I know we live in a time where fullbacks are not de rigueur, but looking at what Kyle Juszczyk did for San Francisco, and so even the Bears last year, out of necessity, having to run some I formation, as antithetical as that's been to what Matt Nagy does, can that function as well, where the same guy can do both roles if you get the right athletic skill set?
No question. You know, Brandon Malamaliuna, we used him as a fullback, and we drafted James Hodgins at the end of the draft when I was at the Rams, and he was a defensive end at San Jose State, and we made him a fullback, and he's a terrific special teams player. I think that position, if you have a backup tight end that can come out of the backfield, and it's not an easy thing to do to come from distance to block somebody when you've been on the line of scrimmage all the time, so it sounds easy, but it's not, you know. And Ernie Conwell was a difficult transition for him, but he did a very good job. But it allows you also a lot more freedom out of the backfield. You know, it allows you to do a lot more things offensively when you can take another tight end and line them up there. You can shift into the open end and move the other tight end back, you know, which we did. And now it attacks a different strength of the defense. The defense has got to change. It just opens up a can of worms for the defense. If you can find a guy that can line up back there and move to the line of scrimmage, now you've really created a monster for the defense.
What NFL team or teams did you enjoy watching most last year, and why?
Well, I couldn't take my eyes off of Mahomes, you know, in Kansas City. He's such a special player. The league hasn't seen anybody like him. Maybe they never will. He's such a dynamic player and unique in so many ways. But the team I like to watch is the 49ers because I think they're so creative offensively. I don't think they get into a rut on what they do. This is what we do, and we're going to change a few things, but that's it. I think they're pragmatic in their attack. I think they try to do the best thing that they can do to win it each week offensively. You're liable to see different things out of them. I think that's important. I think you've got to be able to morph and change during the season based on who you play.
Do you think the run pass option fad is that, or do you think that that idea of giving a quarterback an option look is something that's here to stay because of the quality of athletes at the quarterback position now?
We ran 9 of them in the Super Bowl in 2002.
RPOs?
Yes, we did. We ran 9 of them. People don't know that. You know, most of them ended up being runs, but we had 4 or 5 of those that actually were passes. So we were doing that for a long, long, long time. And a lot of teams in the league had done it. But the fad and promoting it to the public, nobody said anything because you didn't want anybody to know about it. You don't want anybody to know that that's what you were doing. But we've been doing that for many, many years.
Maybe it's because it just didn't look the same with that collegiate mesh point where you have like really bellying it out and the weight on the front foot. You guys probably disguised it so it didn't look as collegiate.
No, we weren't in the shotgun. We were in the center. So it happened so much faster. So you can see the ball come out of there so many times, particularly with the Rams and with Chicago too, where Jake just hop back a step or so and just get the ball out of it quickly. And you see the running back and the line take a run course. And it looks like it wasn't synchronized. Well, what happened is there's a seam there, and we had a call on that directed him there if they gave us a certain look without checking it, and he just come back and throw it there.
Talking some X's and O's with former Bears offensive coordinator Mike Martz, we mentioned that obviously the news of the day was the return of Rob Gronkowski. When you have watched Tom Brady, do you see a 42-year-old still close enough to the peak of his powers to make the most of this? Because sometimes the aging curve on quarterbacks can get much steeper than you think, and things start to fall apart quickly. What do you think he has left?
I don't think he's got a lot left, to be honest with you. Just in the last year, it looked physically, he just looks very slow. And the ball isn't coming out with the quickness that it used to. I think he's just awesome. I really like the guy. Love the guy as a player and as a man. I have so much respect for him off the field and who he is. And I think what he's done, I don't know if anybody could possibly do it again. It's such a unique thing in this sport, in all sports. But I do think just watch him. If he's not at the end, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, I agree with you. Just watching the flight of the ball sometimes, where especially outdoors, I wasn't seeing him on that firm back foot and really on top of driving some of those throws where he was still accurate. But a lot of these were run under type throws where you're just getting it, right, lofting it to a spot rather than drilling it through a tight. See a lot of that.
Well, some of that is what they were doing offensively, too. Probably need to upgrade some of the people around him, I think, to some extent. But I do believe this about the quarterback position. As a quarterback loses his legs, there's a feel back there in the pocket that you have. And you have a great sense of an awareness of where the pass rushes and the pressures without thinking about it. You just move. You feel this pressure over you, just step to the side and get out of there. And you do it quickly. And that's what he's always done such a good job. He's hit what we call pocket scramble. He's always had great movement in the pocket to keep himself free to get the ball, out of there if it doesn't come out on the first read. What happens when you slow down, you know you've slowed down, you don't have that same kind of confidence that you have that mobility anymore. So you know now you're really concerned about, you know, being hit and the injury, and you don't have those skills as sharp as they used to be. And I could see him being a little bit more shy, which I had never seen him shy in the pocket. But there's a shyness in the pocket because he just doesn't have the mobility anymore.
Are you a fan of Nick Foles and or Mitchell Trubisky?
Big fan of Nick Foles, always have been. Don't know enough about Mitch. Mitch has been just too up and down for me, but I think Foles, I think, is a terrific addition for him.
Why?
I think he's a real good player. You know, obviously what he's done was an accident. I think he's capable of being an outstanding starter in the league and leading a team and winning a Super Bowl. I don't know that that's the case for Trubisky.
Talking with Mike Martz on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score. Which NFL team that hired a new coach made the best hire? Is there anybody you could say, hey, they got the guy?
Not really. So many of these young guys, I don't know because I've been out of it for a while now. I don't think so. The old school guys that are in it every year, there's a reason why they're there. Yeah. There's a reason why Pete's always up there, why Bill's there. They're, you know, all those guys that have been in the league for a while now that are always in the playoffs and sniffing at the Super Bowl. So I don't pay attention a whole lot to some of the new guys unless they've established themselves.
I don't know if you have been watching any of these NFL draft prospects closely. Are there any particular offensive players that you have enjoyed watching or sleepers or values out there that you say, hey, somebody's going to get a good player if they grab this guy?
Well, I think Joe Burrow's is unique. I just think that he's probably as good as he is. He might even be better than what people think he is. I think he's probably better than a lot of guys that have come out of there in a draft here in the last few years. I think he might be a real special player. I like him a ton. The guy that I really do like, a quarterback that's got quite a bit ahead of him, is Justin Herbert. I think Oregon is one of those teams in college that here's what they do. You know, they don't ask a lot of him mentally at the position. He's just going to make some of these throws. But he is so talented. He's so gifted, and he can move. He's big, and he's smart, and I just think with the right team, this guy could really develop into something special. Tua, I'm concerned about the injury, but those three quarterbacks are all, I think, got a great chance of having long careers in the league, which is unusual, you know, because usually you get one, maybe two, but all three of these guys, provided Tua can stay healthy, they're going to have dynamic careers in the league.
Mike, really appreciate your time. Best of luck with the Run It Again podcast that launches next week. Thanks for taking the time for us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.